execute as an offense when he kind of came over?
His tempo of speed. You know, he gives us a very amount, like a short amount of break. So it seems like a sip of water and we're back at it. But rather than that, you know, just the way he coaches, he's a hands-on guy. He'll stop middle of a play and explain something to you just so you can get it right.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah. When we first got here, I mean, his new learning new offense, it was difficult, but we got it down now.
What weren't you doing?
I want to say lining up right, you know.
Since Coach Mazzone used to be at UCLA, you and the players, you guys want to get this one for him? I mean, maybe more so than you would have wanted if he didn't have any ties to UCLA?
I mean, yeah, but we want to get it no matter what. I mean, it's the first game in Kyle Field, you know, so, you know, we're trying to win the SEC West, and they're in our way.
I know you have nothing to compare it to because it's his first game, but is there any sense that you get that maybe this game means more to him than it would just a normal first game?
I think a little bit, you know, just because he's came from there the previous year. So, you know, but I think, you know, he's going to do his best to help us out, you know, help make us win. So, and we're going to do the best to make plays and win also.
How fast is this offense supposed to run? Is there a time between snaps that y'all have that's an optimum time?
No, not – I mean, it is, but just get lined up. You know, you get tackled, you got out of bounds, you hand the ball to the ref and get lined up for the next play. Simple as that.
Rick, you might have already been asked this, but is there a big difference that you see between this offense and Spav's offense? Is there something that really sticks out in your mind that you guys have changed up?
Yeah, I mean, they're totally different offenses, but I just think as a receiver, our receiver run, we're just acting like a different attitude behind it. You know, people really don't care about us in SEC or media, really. So, you know, we're taking it where that, you know, we're not going to talk about it, we're just going to handle it.
You ever give Trevor a little bit of a hard time because of his celebrity status? He seems to have a little bit of
a thing. No, we don't. I mean, No.
What's the – so, I guess that first practice where y'all just, like, keeling over for water at certain points where y'all – was it weird, like, having breaks that y'all were used to and then y'all weren't getting them because y'all were running things so fast?
Yeah. Just getting used to, you know, how he does it and his offense and the way he wants it to be done. But, you know, after we did that first couple of practices, we got used to it and it was all good then.
Yeah. How long do you think it took him to get settled in to everything at A&M?
I wouldn't know. I mean, coaches move all the time, so I wouldn't think it wouldn't be that long.
Yeah. UCLA's been practicing in LA. It's about 75 degrees usually there. You guys have been doing 2-a-days and 90 plus heat. You feel like that gives you an edge?
No, I just feel like you just need to come out and play. I mean, hot, cold, you know, whatever the weather is, it's about you winning your battle.